Coco.
And I'm DJ Star.
Come join us for Slumber Party, Tuesdays at 6 p.m.
You'll hear female artists, oversharing, and research on health, psychology, and identity.
Hope to see you there.
With Canada's health system under strain, going digital can help heal our healthcare. From virtual visits for everyday concerns, to faster, more accurate diagnostics powered by AI, technology is transforming care. Digital Health Canada supports the people and innovations behind this change. Learn more at digitalhealthcanada.com and subscribe to our podcast.
Live from the basement of the sub, high atop Burnaby Mountain. This is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. Was a bit of music, played some music there. Let's go back to where I started. Physical congas. Congas. I got that wrong the first time from Montreal, tip of my tongue. It was Split with two L's from New Orleans, Darlene from Split Sides, and then Corbin, a local great producer on Hotham Sound. Hotham Sound, I like Hotham, I'll just say Hotham Sound Records. Great label. Then Ellen Peel, that was really good ambient stuff. I believe she's from Sweden. And then Steve Bates, who's actually from Canada. I was surprised by that. Sometimes I don't think people are Canadian, and then I find out later. It was funny. It coincided with it when I found out that the band Smush, they're not from Vancouver. They're from Brooklyn. But I found out Steve Bates was Canadian. I also found out Stevie Zeta was Canadian. So I think it all evened out with my with the CanCon regulations on here. But yeah, Smush is not from here. Smush is from Brooklyn. Despite all the stickers that might have not have anything to do with them. But it was, I'm blaming Distro, I'm blaming Earshot Distro. I swear they told me they were Canadian and they were from Vancouver. Whew, so it's on them. Moving on, Over Mono. Wow, I've taken a while to bring that song back. The Gunk from, I don't even care, that's a great song called Gunk. What an amazing track. And then it was ID Break, and then it was Fennec with... That followed it up nicely with Fantasy Suites from Nice Work Volume 1. Then it was Fields of Mist with Ether Tile. And then William Onyebor. Good name from the compilation of his. And then Vanishing Twin. Afternoon X, that was the title track from their most recent album that I'm aware of. And then One Tablespoon from Australia. I don't know if like Gold Coast or Brisbane or what. Somewhere up the coast a bit. Maybe even in New South Wales, Moth Love, and then Moon Boots from Los Angeles with Cherry Glazer, Juniper Wary from Seattle, and it finished up with the Holy Drug Couple from Chile. I'm going to check traffic again. I thought it looked like there was a problem on Oak Street. Going south on Oak Street. Let me just take a look in here. Been getting lots of homework done tonight, too. It's been great. Jay's 1-6-1. I should pass that along. I'm going to find out. Ooh, yeah, it's still a mess. Yeah, there's a problem. Southbound Oak Street. Yeah, you can just take Arthur Lang instead. It looks pretty good there. But yeah, Oak is backed up from past Park Drive, like pretty much to 59th. And Granville's a lot better, so just be careful driving there. Just avoid Oak southbound. It's really busy getting to... It's busy in and out of downtown on West Georgia. Everywhere else looks pretty good right now, except for... It's a little bit slow, Highway 1 east around 264. You already know the weather. It's going to stay the same. We got a bit of a front coming through tomorrow night. And there might be a little bit of rain associated with it. More rain up the coast, though. I don't know how much it's going to help with the fires. Maybe the ones in the central Caribou area, that seems to be where they're having trouble. I don't know. The fires, you know, we're lucky. They came pretty late this year, and I don't think they're that serious. I could be wrong. I don't know. I've been paying enough attention, maybe. Yeah, I'm going to play more music. Wait a second. What did the Blue Jays do? One last thing. Just baseball, quickly. Anybody who wants to know about baseball? Yeah, Yankees beat the Red Sox 4-1. So the Jays' magic number is down to, I believe, 13. And now the Red Sox are... A game and a half behind them? Sorry, 4.5? Yeah, Yankees are still at 3, and then Red Sox are at 4.5. Jays have won 85 games. They need to win like 8 or 9 more games, I think, out of what they got left with a fairly difficult schedule. We'll see how things go for them. Anyway, up next is the art show, I do believe. The art show is coming at 8 o'clock, and then, unless it's Thursday, Board Crusade, that should be up next. And thank you for listening. Oh, have a great weekend, and yeah, I got more music.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As energy costs grow, many families are struggling with utility debt and at risk of shutoffs.
In 2024, we had 350,000 Pennsylvania households experience an involuntary termination of their gas or electric service.
Elizabeth Marks of the nonprofit Pennsylvania Utility Law Project says shutoffs can trigger a downward spiral. Without refrigeration, people's food may spoil. Without air conditioning, they may be vulnerable to extreme heat, and they may even risk eviction.
You may be in violation of your lease if your electric and gas is shut off.
Most states have shut off moratoriums in winter that prevent utilities from cutting off service during cold weather. But fewer than half of states have summer shutoff protections. And seasonal moratoriums may not help people whose service was already shut off earlier in the year. So Mark says a range of solutions are needed, from energy efficiency improvements that help reduce people's energy use in the first place, to more payment plan options for people to catch up on debt.
We need to overhaul the utility collection and termination rules to make sure that terminations are, if used at all, an extreme last resort.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
Beauty day, man. Let's take the boat out.
Sure. Toss me a life jacket. Try that again. One more time. What about my shades?
One in three fatalities on our waterways is caused by impaired boating. Make the smart choice. Don't boat impaired.
We really should stay on the dock.
A message from Mad Canada.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.